Com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny and breezy upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 41. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 70. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 44. For Wednesday, chance of rain showers, temperatures at 76 degrees. Currently, it's 45.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Lawrence officials approved the purchase of special equipment after utility workers found a thick coat of zebra mussels in one of the city's transmission mains. The Lawrence Journal World reports an inspection found nearly a 2-inch thick layer of mussels stretching about 2,000 feet in the water main. Utility officials say if the mussels are allowed to grow unchecked, they could choke off pipes and intake openings. The special election in Kansas' 4th Congressional District to fill the seat vacated by Mike Pompeo is tomorrow, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz is en route to Wichita today in support of Republican Ron Estes' bid for that seat. KTV reports Senator Cruz will join Republican nominee Ron Estes at a campaign rally at 3:30 this afternoon at Yingling Aviation in Wichita. Estes, the state's GOP treasurer, the expected frontrunner in the race. Mid-America Network News.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
All right, guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are, for that matter. So what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet. I'll fall down. I'll fake a heart attack. And then you guys act shocked and concerned and stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to get here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
First responders in Kansas will soon be able to administer life-saving drugs that stop the effects of opioid drug overdoses. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signed a bill into law Friday expanding access to the drugs. The House and Senate passed it unanimously. Kansas is taking steps to give parents of critically ill or disabled children more control over medical decisions about whether those children receive care to extend their lives. The law will prevent hospitals and physicians from instituting do not resuscitate orders or similar directives if one of the child's parents objects. Kansas lawmakers have agreed to strengthen the state's lax oversight of amusement park rides after a legislator's son was killed on a water slide last year. The state Senate overwhelmingly approved the bill Friday. It now heads to the governor, who says he'll sign it. State Representative Scott Schwab's son Caleb was 10 when he died last summer on a slide at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Grand Island police investigating a fatal stabbing that happened Saturday evening. Police say 59-year-old Christian Peterson died after being stabbed several times at his home. After the stabbing, Peterson sought help from neighbors before collapsing near Jefferson Elementary School in Grand Island, about a block from his home. City officials and developers in rural Nebraska watching a measure in the legislature that would create housing grants to help overcome a dearth of workforce housing in small towns. Local officials say housing is crucial in concern when towns are trying to attract new business. A bill by Senator Matt Williams of Gothenburg would provide grants for nonprofit development corporations that build or rehabilitate homes in any county with fewer than 100,000 residents. Groups would have to match those funds. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and reappointed Laura Johnson McNish as county attorney. Routine county appointments are generally made in January, but commissioners opted to evaluate the position's responsibilities. A change was made as the county custodian position was placed under the Public Works Department. That job will be advertised, and commissioners advised custodian Lou Wassenberg, who was released, she is eligible to apply for the new post. The county health nurse provided an update on activities and continued monitoring of mumps cases reported. The Agency on Aging director outlined funding mechanisms for the Meals on Wheels program, which may face federal cutbacks. Washington County commissioners met last Monday and discussed recent meetings with fire chiefs and the sheriff and dispatchers. The Emergency Management Coordinator reported on information compiled regarding burn bans. Commissioners will have the county attorney work on a resolution to give permission to fire chiefs to set burn bans in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and heard two quotes from the road and bridge supervisor to overlay 6 miles of county road south of Centralia along G Road and 56th Road. Bettis Construction bid $896,000 and Hall Brothers $810,000. No decisions were made on those quotes. Commissioners accepted the resignation of Scott Strothman, Riley Township Treasurer, and Stephen Hermish, Riley Township Clerk. Robert Steinlogge was appointed Clerk and Stephen Hermish Treasurer. City of Marysville City Council was to meet Thursday evening to discuss a proposal for USDA Regional Development Certificate of Support letter. Marysville Recycling Collection April 8th will be postponed until April 15th due to Quality Beef Day this Saturday. Barbara Ellen Wenzel, age 90, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Burchard. Interment in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery at Steiner. Rosary Monday evening at 7:30. Registration book Monday 9 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Wenzel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, a wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and pineapple. Tomorrow, baked ham, wheat roll, candied yams, green bean casserole, and carrot cake. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville golf team at Sabetha this afternoon. The JV golf team at Clay Center. Marysville tennis team hosts a quadrangular beginning at 4. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a low pressure making a way across the upper parts of the Midwest, as well as the east central parts of the United States, which is bringing some showers and thunderstorms, as well as a little bit of some snow showers behind it, especially across parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, as we head into the afternoon hours and into it tonight. It looks like in our area, we're going to see pretty quiet conditions with a high pressure system that will build overhead. We do have this cold front that will move through today, but not bringing us any sort of precipitation or temperature change in our area. We'll see warmer temperatures by the middle of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies and breezy mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of patchy frost with a low near 33. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 64. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 45. For Wednesday, chance of storms at 69. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April. 65, record high on this date 93 in 1930. The average low 41, record low is 23 in 2003. Sunset this evening 7:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:52. It's 47 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the west. We had just a sprinkle or two last evening. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Mark your calendar for the 10th annual CMH Health Fair, Saturday, April 22nd from 6 to 10 a.m. Community Memorial Healthcare will offer comprehensive blood tests and free health information. A blood profile is available for $30, and PSAs for men are $15. CMH is committed to promoting good health awareness by providing free health information and low-cost health screenings. They encourage participants to take charge of their own health by attending the health fair, April 22nd at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
For Russell Westbrook. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Russell Westbrook had quite the game on Sunday. Not only did he pass Oscar Robertson for most triple-doubles in a season with 42, but he hit the game-winning shot to defeat the Nuggets 106-105. After the game, Westbrook spoke on ESPN.
All the thanks to the man above. He blessed me with unbelievable times to go out and compete in. So thankful for my teammates, my coaching staff, my family, my friends. I'm just so thankful.
At the Masters, Sergio Garcia defeated Justin Rose in an 18th hole playoff to win his first ever major. Garcia after the win.
Justin wasn't making it easy. He was playing extremely well, but I knew what I was capable of doing, and I believed that I could do it.
On Sunday Night Baseball, the Mets picked up a victory.
The 1-0 to Bruce deposited. Deep to right center. Yelich going back. This is on the way. Home run, Jay Bruce.
On WOR, New York defeated Miami 5-2. Staying on the diamond, a walk-off winner for the Angels.
Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball that's lifted deep into right field. It's going to drop in on the warning track, and the Angels win this ball game. A miraculous comeback victory. 7 runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
On KLAA, Los Angeles edges Seattle 10-9. The D-backs have won 5 in a row. Arizona defeats Cleveland 3-2. On the ice, the Maple Leafs needed just 1 point to move into the third spot in the Atlantic Division, but couldn't get it.
And as the puck comes behind the net, hit the back of the net, and then bounces out in front, Matt Calvert takes it. Up the ice he comes. Calvert left wing side to the slot. Here's Atkinson with a shot. And and he scores!
On 97.1 The Fan, Columbus defeats Toronto 3-2. The Maple Leafs will play the President's Trophy-winning Capitals in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, while the Boston Bruins take on the Ottawa Senators. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Esper from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. It's that time again for our annual spring clearance event with deals on
spring cleaning. I've actually done a lot of that at home already. My garage, top of the fridge, under my oven. It's kind of dirty under there.
No, Capri, spring clearance event. A good time to clean that old vehicle out of your garage and stop by to test drive the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica.
So, will you clean my Jeep for me then?
Absolutely.
Check out the spring clearance event going on now. Twin Rivers West Court Street. Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's been nearly 11 weeks since President Trump nominated Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary, and the partisan brawl in the Senate will push the wait until early April or possibly late May. While it's still possible that leaders could strike an 11th-hour deal for a quick vote to confirm Perdue sometime soon, the odds are becoming minimal. House Ag leaders have asked the Senate to make time for a vote on Perdue's nomination this week, but Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts seeking a voice vote with little or no debate, but the battle of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is taking up any real estate left on the Senate's schedule. Democrats are filibustering the nominee, while the Republicans remaining determined to confirm Gorsuch before the end of the week, and a two-week recess gets underway very soon. Perdue will likely need to wait until late April or maybe even early May to take the post at USDA. That's because when senators return after the recess, they'll have 5 workdays to fend off a partial government shutdown. Well, a group of legislators are pressing the White House to raise the issue of U.S. beef trade with China when President Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A group of 39 senators, including Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, penning a letter to the president asking him to raise the issue of U.S. beef access to Chinese markets. China has recently become the fastest-growing beef market in the world, but U.S. producers have not had the opportunity to access the market since 2003. The effort was being led by Montana Senator Steve Daines. In the letter, the senators say opening the market to U.S. producers would create substantial opportunities for ranchers across the country. The letter points out that China's beef import market, worth more than $2.5 billion, and is the second largest importer of beef in the world. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A top farm leader says it's too early to tell if farm bill work will be hurt by the sudden naming of House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway to head the Intelligence Committee's probe into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the House Ag Committee has given assurances on the farm bill after the surprise announcement by Speaker Paul Ryan that he's tapped Ag Chair Mike Conaway to head the Russia probe. Conaway steps in for Intel Chair Devin Nunes, who's caught in an ethics probe for his handling of the Russia case. Johnson responds,
Chairman Conaway's staff has said they don't expect this to have any impact on the pace of the farm bill. We're going to have to give this probably a few weeks, maybe a month or so, before we can we'll really know the amount of time that it's going to take out of his schedule.
Conaway issued a statement that he takes his new role with utmost seriousness, but stressed the role is only temporary. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. A pleasant weekend has warmed soil temperatures considerably. We've got one tiny corner of far northwest Kansas where temperatures hold in the mid-40s. Elsewhere, we've warmed up significantly. The central part of the state from southwest to northeast running in the low 50s, and the southeastern one-third of Kansas holding in the upper 50s for soil temperatures. Oklahoma even warmer, with most of the panhandle hovering in the low 50s. We're seeing low 60-degree readings elsewhere across the state of Oklahoma. A very warm weekend helped warm soil temperatures, at least for this morning. 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
There is always for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes, and there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about hogs after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Boy, oh boy, there are a lot of hogs and pigs in the United States. The latest USDA report had some big numbers in it. The inventory of all hogs and pigs on March 1st of 2017 was 71 million head. That's 4% higher than March 1st of 2016, but down 1% from December 1st of 2016. The breeding inventory came in at 6.07 million head. That's up 1% from last year, down slightly, though, from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory, 64.9 million head, up 4% from last year, but down 1% from last quarter. The pig crop from December through February came in at 31.4 million head, up 4% from 2016. And the average pigs saved per litter was a record high of 10.43 for the December through February period. Part of the work that Dennis Smith performs at Archer Financial Services is keeping an eye on the hog market. Can we handle these big numbers, Dennis?
I think we can, and I think we will. We were real concerned about that situation last fall. We were concerned about record large pork production in the fourth quarter, concerned about capacity slaughter being challenged, but none of that happened, primarily because of outstanding demand and profitable margins. Packers were willing to pay overtime and process the pork. Demand was so good that the price of the pork did not collapse. We are adding new capacity to the industry. We're building 5 new processing plants. There's talk that they're already got expansion plans in place for plants that aren't even completed yet. So the packer knows the demand for U.S. pork has never been better, and it sounds like it's going to get even better.
And Dennis says that is very critical, the packer capacity. He remembers back in 1999 when that was a big problem.
Correct. There was just simply, for about a 6 to maybe 8 week period of time, too many hogs to process. And as it got backlogged, of course, it snowballed into a much bigger problem. And the price of live hogs at that time, I think they went to like 10 cents a pound for a brief period of time. And then the market eventually recovered, a full recovery. Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to see a situation like that. We thought it might happen last fall. It did not. We're adding 8% more capacity over the next year to year and a half.
Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Hurley consignments for the sale today at Beatrice. 77 livestock sales include 66 black and white face steers and heifers, 575 to 675, 45 black and white face red and white face steers and heifers, 475 to 550. 74 red and Angus red and white faced cross steers, 725 to 850. 34 red Angus red white faced cross heifers, 650 to 7. 45 black and white faced steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 9 black steers and heifers, 550 to 750. 14 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 50 black steers weight 75 to 9 and a quarter, 49 weighing 775. 120 black heifers, 775 to 8 and a quarter. 22 black steers weigh in at 775. 50 black and red steers, 775 to 8 and a quarter. 30 black heifers, 7 to 8. 48 black steers and heifers, 475 to 6. 21 black and white face and white face steers and heifers, 450 to 6. 27 weighing in at 750 to 9. 50 black steers, 6 to 7. 25 black and white face steers and heifers, 1,000 pounds. 80 black and white face steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 73 black heifers, 8 and a quarter to 925. 36 black steers, 7 to 8. 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 8 Jersey steers weigh 900 pounds. 7 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 20 black and white face heifers, 675 to 7 and a quarter. 10 black heifers, 8 to 850. 19 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 21 black and white face bulls and heifers, 4 to 5. 11 black bulls and heifers, 500 pounds. And 15 black steers weigh 800 pounds. Those early consignments online at Beatrice77.net. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 47 degrees off a very pleasant weekend. Just a sprinkle or two last night. Winds are light, favoring the west this morning. Middle 60s on tap today. Seasonal highs 60s, perhaps nudging 70 this week.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Jake Marisnik hit a tying run off Kelvin Herrera in the ninth inning, and Evan Gaddis drew a bases-loaded walk from Matt Strom in the 12th, helping the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals.